Gaza houses around 1.5 million people living in an enclave that doesn't exceed 365 square kilometers. An estimated 45% of this population are children below 14 years of age. These children suffer from many physical and mental traumas due to the bleak situation that the Gaza Strip is undergoing.
Gaza living under severely destruction and severely a brutal war against all the civilians people. And you know, when the people feel or living under insecurity and feeling themselves that they are the target of the Israeli soldiers, now psychologically we see that the people living under severely anxiety, severely bad psychological status, because they are expecting bad things happen to them.
When I dream, I wake up and cannot go back to sleep. By then, I begin talking to myself and to the martyr. I tell him, you have now gone to paradise and I should follow you there. All my martyred friends are now in paradise.
Gaza's children were born with the same instinct that God has given all children, an instinct that urges children to play and be joyful. But when this instinct faces oppressive obstacles, then the children need programs and activities to compensate what they have lost.
We found a lot of different psychology for these children. We have found the children that frightened, not express, not talk. So these camps is the way to get the children to play, to enjoy themselves, to have fun in many corners. We have four corners in these camps. We have sports, we have water play, water games, we have arts, also we have a swimming corner.
Since the beginning of the Second Intifada in 2000, Gaza's children have been targeted by the IDF occupying forces, and many have lost their lives. As the violence escalated, heavier weapons and machinery were introduced, such as air raids by F-16s, tank bombshells, and artillery, as well as naval rockets launched from the sea, which has jeopardized children's life in all locations.
Mace used to stay with me. When he used to hear something, he used to scream abruptly. He does like to be alone, and sometimes he holds me and his father and then screams, apparently out of some kind of disturbance. While he's sleeping, he screams often, as when he eats, he screams as well. Even when he goes to bed, he screams.
As I got out the house, my pregnant mother was hit with a shell that hurt my infant brother's inside. Afterwards, we headed for Kamal Edwin Hospital, where we placed her in an ambulance. As she left the place, one more shell was hit, and then we fled to the street, where there were many ambulances. Whistle shells were being fired.
The poor physical and mental health conditions that children are experiencing reached its peak during the 23-day military operation known as Cast Lead that Israel launched on Gaza in December 2008, lasting till January 2009. The outcome of this operation was the death of 1,400 civilians, 418 of whom were children, and also the severe wounding of some 5,000 others, again half of whom were children.
While myself and my cousins were sitting on a roadside, a phosphoric shell was fired abruptly, hitting my fingers. I ran to my home, and then my father took me to a hospital. At the hospital, they placed a wire around my fingers, suspecting I had a severe infection. They referred me to an Egyptian hospital for treatment.
I have seen a lot of martyrs during the last war. My uncle, Hossam Al-Kuholi, who used to work as a civil service personnel, was wounded. Before, my uncle Muhammad was martyred. During the war, we were severely damaged. Our windows were smashed. Also, while my father and I were walking near a police center, a shelling occurred, causing the amputation of my uncle's leg. My uncle is now waiting for referral to a Swiss hospital for transplant surgery.
In the post-war period, governmental and non-governmental organizations, including some foreign ones, investigated the areas and neighborhoods destroyed and concluded that 73% of Gaza's children were suffering from psychological traumas which have a negative impact.
We visited schools, many schools, after the war directly. And we noticed that the condition, the psychological condition of pupils was very bad. After the war, every action has reaction. Because of the bad circumstances, the bad exposure of the war, they have a lot of reactions. For example, you know what's happening during the nights with the children. They are clinging to their parents. They cannot separate. They cannot do anything alone. It means that sometimes, we have a lot of people that they are moving from their homes. They are living in the UNRWA shelters. It means that they are living under serious difficult circumstances.
At the outset of the summer 2009 vacations, many organizations began implementing their summer camp activities through their own institutions based on the ground in Gaza and also through civil society institutions. Some foreign aid organizations even funded the ministries run by Hamas to implement such programs.
We have a general directorate in the Interior Ministry that it works with non-governmental institutions. Actually, after the war, we have tens of them came to Gaza. Some of them want to help the Palestinians. We have full cooperation, actually, with all these institutions. We follow what are they doing. We motivate them to support our people and to help our people. We give them the support we can. Actually, there is cooperation with all these institutions, with the ministries who are included or, have any relations between them, and especially the education ministry, maybe health ministry, and all whatever support we can give, we will give
them. فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم لعلكم تشكرون.
The programs reduced to varying degrees the negative effects of the war on the children of Gaza. Some programs on mastering the Quran were carried out by the Ministry of Religious Endowments.
First, the government itself is supports such projects, and so many volunteers that they want to support with the government. In general, we can say that there is about 11,000 of memorized Quran in Gaza Strip. The Holy Quran is Allah's speech, and anyone who read the Holy Quran, of course, he'll feel happy.
The people in Gaza only or in Palestine love the Quran Kareem every time, and the people in Palestine must understand what the Quran Kareem contain it, because the Israeli Jewish killed the people in Palestine or in Gaza only every day, every time.
وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا فإذا جاء وعد أولاهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد.
Reading and memorizing the Quran is considered one of the tools to cut down on the negative effects that the war can have on children. And it's the same with thousands of Gaza's children, as they found in the Quran a kind of healing from psychological traumas such as having a constant fear or having nightmares.
The children, when they keep the Quran, may be more safely and have comfortable in this heart, and the old children in this mosque believe that we will win and finish all the occupation in Palestine.
By the Quran Kareem, I feel I am very strong. I am very strong, and I am not afraid by Israeli and Jewish when they kill the people in Palestine and in Gaza.
The negative impact of the war affected not only the children's mental health, but also their grades in school, which began to deteriorate. This pressured the Ministry of Education to launch empowerment classes and other similar activities.
We are in the Ministry of Education, field that the students were under pressure after the war, and their achievement was low after this war, and their psychological situation was worse after the war. So we made a project with UNESCO to make some activities, sport activities, cultural activities, and art activities to maintain their psychological situation. And we intended to mend their achievement by giving two periods in English and Arabic.
We have learned English and Arabic. Moreover, we do sports activities.
The activities varied from culture and arts to sports and entertainment, and each activity showed its impact on the children. For example, the paintings made by children clearly showed the negativity that children had been witnessing during the war and post-war periods.
After the war, directly, I visited many schools with one who was called Rod Cox. He had filmed a lot of meetings and drawings of pupils. Most of pictures were including blood, death, fire, bombardment, tanks, airplanes, soldiers, destroyed houses, and other things which express depression and sadness.
أغلب الشهداء كانوا قدامنا يستشهدوا حتى صار حادث بين أطفال.
Most of the martyrs were martyred in front of us. I recall that a tank advanced towards children while playing. Suddenly, the tank shelled the children. By then, father of those children witnessed the shelling of his children. It's said that the father's whereabouts is yet to be known.
Counselors and specialists intensified sport activities to help reduce the violent and involuntary moves that children manifested due to the post-traumatic stress disorder inflicted upon them by the effects of the war.
Sport games give them the chance to jump, to play, to have fun, to go away all the tension and the stress. Swimming, as we know, swimming give make children relax. So these activities change the psychology of these children to be more relaxed and to be more flexible with animator or with other children.
Entertainment topped the list of favored activities for the overwhelming majority of children. They prefer to watch theatrical performances or listen to music and sing, and enjoyed watching other performances that brought a smile back to their faces.
My daughter Sajal Hilo, 6 years old, her psychology too very bad. My daughter is very happy and enjoyed in this camp.
My experience for that my daughter's psychology is better than the for game.
The Palestinian heritage was not absent from the children's memory. Some of them had the talent of acting and performed plays that resembled the simple Bedouin life that Palestinians used to live in the past, while others performed the Dabke dance in front of their parents, who in turn were confused on how to handle their children as they were coming back to life after being tormented by the effects of war.
They taught us how to play and how to respect others. They also taught us few good things and gave us a useful book to draw in.
He used to like playing and hanging out with friends, but he used to hang out with children who are younger than himself. I used to advise him to look for older friends. However, he kept on having younger children as he appeared to be fully understanding of them. Currently, at this organization, he feels satisfied, for he finds various games, including folkloric Dabaka dance, swinging, as well as other activities.
All the institutions provided programs persistently, and despite the difficulties, they were able to change some of the negativity of the impacts of war on the population. What remained a challenge, nevertheless, was bringing back the smile on children's faces, after their eyes were filled with deadly scenes of death and destruction caused by the war, a war which seized the joy out of their hearts.
We know that a lot of families suffer a lot from Israeli war. So such Samuni's family, so Onorwa present a service for this family. They get their children in these camps with the specialist people to deal with them, to fix their problems, to get them from all the pain, all the miserable things.
My four brothers, my mother and my nephew all were martyred at home when the wall was hit with shells and was then burned.
So Psychologists believe that their programs and activities have reached their objectives, but that they were not yet enough to remove all the psychological traumas the children of Gaza had. They thus maintain that these programs must continue to gain better results.
I was glad to be in summer games. I was playing and think a funny time and learn a lot of things from our teacher. Finally, I hope to be another summer games next year in Gaza to share on it.
These institutions and what they're doing and actions, it's helping our people, but we need more help actually, especially from Arab countries and Islamic countries, because most of the institutions come here are foreigners and from the West. And this is good, but we need more help for our people because especially under the siege, we have many problems, especially with kids.
The children of Gaza embraced all the programs and activities happily, and they appreciated all the efforts carried out to implement such programs. But they still have an unanswered question. When will the next war be?
I was very pleased for this festival. Festival made me forget the war, but I'm still afraid of another war by the Jews against us.
Despite the entertainment we have, we expect a second war on us, and this makes all hopes inside us fade away.
Specialists supervising these programs did not deny the probability of an upcoming war from children, but rather they taught them some tactics and gave them guidance as to protect themselves from harm in any upcoming wars.
Welcome to the socio-psychological support project for children, and we're pleased today to explain to you to ensure a safe life inside your home during the time of shelling. Also, we're getting to make clear how can you behave in the time of warplane hovering. Shall we say to warplanes that we are here and should not go somewhere else? If we go to a nearby school for shelter, should we follow certain measures, such as not getting downstairs quickly, in order to keep this second place safe? Thank you.